Okay,
So,
so the topic for today's shiur is sort of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, but whether it's the mitzvah or its ideas surrounding Kiddush HaChodesh, that remains to be seen. The pasuk, let me just pull up the sheet for people who don't have it. Okay. The pasuk in this week's parsha that is obviously the source for the mitzvah is the first pasuk in Perek Yud Bet. Vayomer Hashem Moshe v'al Aaron be'eretz Yisrael le'mor Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim rishon hu lachem lechadshei hashana. Now, even though we think of this as the first mitzvah in the Torah, and everybody knows the first Rashi in the Torah says, right, why did the Torah have to start with Bereishis? Why didn't it start with Hachodesh hazeh lachem? It's not clear exactly what mitzvah this pasuk serves as the source for. So I'll give you the Ramban Shita, which I actually talked about in my Ramban Shir, if anybody saw it. But the Ramban thinks we're all wrong, that this has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. Says the Ramban, this has to do with the calendar, it's true, but it has to do with the fact that it's a mitzvah to count Nisan as the first month, and a mitzvah to count Tishrei as the seventh month. Now, how does that work? Don't we celebrate Rosh Hashanah? Don't we say, Zeh Hayom Tchilat Maasecha, Zikaron Liyom Rishon? Don't we say Hayom Harat Olam? Don't we acknowledge that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah? And says the Ramban, yes, the world was created in Tishrei, but the Jewish people were created in Nisan. And we count our history to Nisan and not to Tishrei. Lemaisa then, if the Ramban is right, and I'm sure he is, and he says it works that way for years also, when you write today's date in English, you're possibly doing damage to this pasuk. When you say that January is the first month, when we say January is the first month, that's a problem, because January is not the first month. Nisan is the first month. So, okay, there are different ways to get around it. Rav Meidan, for example, doesn't get around it. He uses the Hebrew date all the time. He uses it on his checks, so that the fur the what says Hebrew date? I don't know, the seventh, the eighth. So he'll put 7 for the day, 12 for the month because we're in, I'm sorry, 11 for the month because we're in Shvat. And then 3,336 for the year because we're 3,336 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Ramban's Shita. The Ramban has the same Shita with respect to the days, right? Today is the sixth day to Shabbos. It's not Friday. Okay, these are ideas. You can adopt them, you can think about them, or not. But let's talk about Kiddush HaChodesh, which most people assume this pasuk is the source for. So just by way of background, I think all the confusion, and it is a confusing sugya, all the confusion stems from the fact that an astronomical month in the lunar calendar is exactly 21 days, 29 days, 12 hours, and 737 chalakim. A chelek, which I looked up just before, is about 2.8 seconds. Okay, so it's basically 29 and a half days, plus some tiny amount of time, which means, of course, that no month is precise. No month can be precise because the Gemara says, Yamim ata mechashev l'chodesh, ve'ein ata mechashev sha'ot l'chodesh. Meaning there's no such thing as a month that's 29 days, 12 hours, and 737 chalakim. That doesn't exist. So therefore, we have to have a calendar in which some months are 29 days and some months are 30 days. And when you put them together, more or less, they work out to a year. Of course, we also need to have leap years because there are 254 days in a lunar calendar and 365 days in a solar calendar. And even though we think to ourselves that we have a lunar calendar, and we basically do, but holidays have to fall out in the right season, right? Pesach has to fall out in the spring, and Sukkot has to fall out in the fall, etc. That's not going to happen if we don't put in leap years. So therefore, we have a very complicated, schedule of leap years, but it all works out. Just as an aside, Islam doesn't have leap years. They keep a lunar calendar, but they don't have leap years, which is why Ramadan kind of moves around. My wife, who knows a little bit about Islamic stuff, told me once that because the original Ramadan came out in August, and that's really, really horrible, so they didn't make leap years. Because that way, Ramadan will also come out during the winter on short days and easier days to fast. Okay, now, it could be that every issue we're going to deal with and every question we're going to ask can be answered by this, which is, we don't have precise months and we don't have precise years. Because just like a month can only be made up of its component parts, which are days, a year can only be made up by its component parts, which are months. So it's never going to be exact. But when you do it together, we have a calendar that works. We have a self-correcting calendar. What is it? It's 7 leap years in every 19 years. Is that how it works? I forget exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And the months operate in such a way that the schedule that was set up by Hillel, the latter, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's grandson, still works for us, Bizman Hazeh. Okay, let's start now. Look at source number. Already? Yes?
No, it's not a question. It's a gestalt. They started out with a year. In other words, the whole concept was they go around.
Who's they?
The idea of a solar year is the unit is 365 and a quarter days. And then in the ancient world, 12 was a common number. So they divided it by 12 months. Originally, there were only 10. They didn't have the winter months at all. So the year started in March. Okay.
Okay.
That's why December, Desi is 10. Okay. Even though it's the 12th month. And that's why February is 28 days. It was like this. The Shar Yerukas, it was the leftover. It's just an interesting fact.
But we're gonna focus on the halachic.
And we have a month is the unit, and then we multiplied that by 12. We started out with the unit of a month, and then we made it times 12. So we started out with the small part. They started out with the large and divided by 12.
Good. The point being, we have both. We have a lunar calendar that has to work with a solar calendar. Now, let's start with the Gemara. Says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chaf Hei Omer Alpha, famous story. Va'od ba'u shnaim va'amru ra'inuhu bizmano. Two witnesses came. This is at the time of Kir Shachorish al Piha Re'iya, when we made months based on testimony. Ubalel iburo lo nir'ah. Okay, we say it was Rosh Chodesh last night, but tonight you can't see the moon for some reason. V'kiblan Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel accepted the testimony. Presumably, he had his own calculations and he thought they were right. Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkinus, Eide Sheker Hain. They're liars. Heyach me'idin al Isha Sheyolda, Lemachar Kresa ben Shinel. How can you testify that a woman gave birth? And now you see her now. She's pregnant. She's a large, large woman. She's pregnant. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Ro'eh Ani Etvarecha. Rabbi Yoshua agrees with Rabbi Dosa ben Horkinus against Rabban Gamliel. Now you got to know, Rabban Gamliel was the Nasi, right? There's a whole long story of his arguments with Rabbi Yeshua. Shalach lo Rabban Gamliel. Listen to this. Rabban Gamliel sends to Rabbi Yeshua and he says, Gozrani alech, I command you, shetavo etzli b'makelcha u'b'ma'utecha, that you come to me with your wallet and with your stick, like you drive your car to me, b'yom ha'kipurim shachol yot b'cheshbanecha. On the day that you think is Yom Kippur, right? Which is a hard thing. I want you to have lunch with me on the day that you think is Yom Kippur. It's painful. Halachu matzah, Rabbi Akiva meitzah. Rabbi Akiva fan, his Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua, very sad. Amalo, yeshli lilmod shekol ma she'asarim gamliel asui. I think that Ram Gamliel is right no matter what. Why? Shenemar eila moadei Hashem mikrai kodesh she'tikru otam. Otam bein bizmanam bein shelo bizmanan ein lanu moadot ela elu. Says Rabbi Akiva, the drasha is asher tikru otam, whether they're right or whether they're wrong, that's Yom Tov. Natal maklo umotov biyado. Rabbi Yeshua then took his wallet and his stick. Va'alach liyavna etzaram gamliel biyom shechol yom kippurim liot becheshbono. He violated what he was sure is Yom Kippur to go to Rabban Gamliel and give him honor. Amad Rabban Gamliel unishakal rosh Rabban Gamliel gave him a kiss on his head. Amalo bo bishalom Rebbe v'talmidai. Rebbe b'chachma v'talmidai shekibalto es divarai. Right? You're my Rebbe. You're a bigger Talmud Chacham than I am, but you're my Talmud because you accepted my authority. Obviously, the idea that there would be more than one Yom Kippur or more than one Rosh Chodesh doesn't work. You need one authority. And Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yeshua, whether you're right or wrong, Rabbi Gamliel is the Nasi, and he gets to make these decisions. You see it more clearly in source number 3. Another Gemara on that same daf. Halach Rabbi Akiva umitzol Rabbi Yeshua kishu meitzar. So Rabbi Akiva went to see Rabbi Yeshua, and he was very sad. Omalo mipnei ma'ata meitzar. Why are you so sad? Omalo Akiva. Ra'ui lo sheyipol lemitash ne'masar chodesh va'al yigzar alav gizerazo. I would rather be bedbound for 12 months rather than to be commanded to violate Yom Kippur according to what I think is the correct calculation. Omalo Rebbe. Tarsheni lomar lefanecha davar echad sheli maditani. Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yeshua, let me tell you something that you once taught me. Amalo emor. Hey, tell me. Amalo harehu omer. And it says it 3 times in the psukim. Atem, 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 shalosh pamim. And the drasha is very, very famous. Atem afilu shogegim. Atem afilu mizidim. Atem afilu mutain. Right? Whatever they do is right. Even if it's a mistake, even if they know it's a mistake. Akiva nichamtani nichamtani. So Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Akiva, you've made me feel better. Because Rabbi Akiva told him, essentially, there's no truth to Kiddush HaChodesh. Right? There's no one right answer. Whatever the Beis Din says, whatever the Beis Din does, that makes it the halacha. Now, as an aside, just in terms of like philosophy of halacha and things like that, the question is whether it's an exam, is this true of the role of chachamim all over, or is this limited just to Kiddush HaChodesh, right? Could you say the job of chazal is to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and then they figure that out, you know, it's like a predetermined truth, and if they figure out the predetermined truth, they're correct? Or is it no? Is the role of Chazal to develop halacha as and when and how and if they see makes the most sense? They're not trying to uncover something. So if that were true, if this was an example of the role of Chazal, then we would correctly say, then why do you need a limud? Right? Why do I need atem, atem, atem to tell me that Chazal could do what they want with respect to Kiddush HaChodesh? They could always do what they want. So one possible answer is, when the Gemara says at the end of source number 3, Atem afilu mizidin, right, you, even if you intentionally get it wrong, so that's not normally the case. Chazal can't intentionally get wrong something. They can't say to themselves, HaKadosh Baruch thinks X, but we think Y. Now that would be a violation of the role of Chazal. But with respect to Kiddush HaChodesh, they can do that. They can say that it's Rosh Chodesh. They can say that it's a holiday, even though they know that it's not. Even though on the real calendar, they know that it's not, but they have their reasons. And they're given authority over the calendar. HaChodesh Zeh Lachem. God is Moser, the calendar, to us, or to Beis Din HaGadol, or to Chazal, and therefore they can do what they want. Now, that's one suggestion, you know, that about the role of Chazal. But there's another huge chiddush going on here. And I'm sure, you know, if I gave you time, if you thought about it, you would realize it yourselves. And that is that Chazal apparently have the authority to paskin against nature. Right? This is really a shocking thing. You may have thought that with respect to a science like astronomy, you can't be creative. The day is the day. The calendar is the calendar. The answer is no. Chazal have the authority to sort of overrule nature.
You know,
in a bigger sense, but we're not going to talk about it. You know, Chazal slash man are the source of Kedusha. What they say forms Kedusha. What they say allows holidays to happen, even if it's not what nature paskin. Yes.
So I like the latter description more than the former, because, for example, we can't change nature, meaning we can't say tseis you can daven shacharis, you know, at tseis, but the kedusha of something like you described it is more apropos to this, because to change nature we can't, but we have the koach to sort of like frame kedusha to different periods. Otherwise, we'd be able to say, you know, you could daven mincha, you know, at 8 o'clock at night, you know, during the winter, and you can daven shacharis at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
But I it's slightly different, because there, you know, the halacha is clear, right? We have a mesorah, you know, that shacharis corresponds to the tumah shel shachar, and mincha corresponds to the tumah shel bein arba'im, and ma'ariv is in fact all night long. But with respect to dates and with respect to the calendar, less so. But look at an amazing medrash. Look at source number four. You can't help but smile when you see the medrash. The medrash says, "Davar acher achodesh hazeh." It's on our pasuk. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Mishaah shebarati et olami, hayiti nosei masui lechashev cheshbonot shel chadashim. God says, from the time I created the world, it was my responsibility to make the calendar work. But now that Klal Yisrael is becoming a nation, now that they're going out of Mitzrayim, mikan ve'elach hu matsur lachem. From now on, the calendar is given to you. Lachem hu matsur, ve'ein atem misurin biyado. It's given over to you. You control it. You are not controlled by it. What does it mean? Here's the story. My third line. Ma'aseh Rabbi Chiya Hagadol, sha'ala hayareach erev Rosh Hashanah, v'holcho habehemin la'oro mahalach gimel milin. Okay? On Erev Rosh Hashanah, the moon came up, and it was so bright that people could navigate by the shining of the moon. Okay, what does that mean? Think for a second. It means
that
it wasn't Erev Rosh Hashanah.
The beginning of
it
the,
means right. It was Rosh Hashanah. That's what the new moon signifies. Ra'o so Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya saw the moon. Natal tzro rot va'afar. He took a clod of dirt. Va'yazorek bo, and he threw it at the moon. Amar, lemachar anu mevakshim lechadeshcha va'alita lecha achshav. We wanted to make Rosh Hashanah tomorrow. We wanted to sanctify the new moon tomorrow. What are you doing here today? Miyad nivla bimikomo. Okay, the moon disappeared. Lama, shehu birshuto. Right, so it's hard to imagine the story literally. But literally in the story, Rabbi Chiya made the moon go away, because it appeared on a day that was prior to the day that Klal Yisrael was planning to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh and make it Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Medrash says. We control the moon, and the moon does not control us. Right? In a bigger sense, halacha controls nature, and nature doesn't, halacha doesn't have to answer to nature. When the two things clash, halacha wins. Now, in terms of the calendar and in terms of dates, there's a huge difference between a month and a week. Right? A month is astronomical. Now, whether it's exactly astronomical or not, apparently it's not exactly, but more or less, you know, it's supposed to correspond to the cycle of the moon. What about Shabbos?
That's not a natural construct.
So the answer is a week doesn't correspond to any natural phenomenon that we know of. A week is God created the world in a week. And therefore, we have a seven-day cycle. And everybody in the world has a seven-day cycle. There was some period of time in which French Revolution or something, they had a 10-day week, but you know, it didn't catch on, right? A week is literally the period of time in which God created the world, and it doesn't correspond to any natural phenomenon. However, Or maybe that's the final word on that. But now let's look at another Gemara, which is fascinating. Source number five. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Bet says the Gemara Amar Rava Ashkachtina de Pumpedisa Diyasi Vikpa Amri. I went and I know what the elders of Pumpedisa say. Bishabsa on Shabbos they say Bein Bitzlosa Bein Bikidusha, whether it's during davening or whether it's during Kiddush. They say Mikadesh HaShabbat. That's the bracha. That's what we say. Bracha Hashem Mikadesh HaShabbat. We say it in davening. We say it at Kiddush. B'yomatava, however, on Yom Tov, Bein Bitzlosa, Bein B'Kiddusha, they say, Mikadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. What does that mean? The Gemara says, Shabbos d'kfiyah v'kaima, because Shabbos comes every 7 days, ready or not, Bein Bitzlosa, Bein B'Kiddusha, Mikadesh HaShabbat. Yomatava, D'Yisrael hu d'kaveleh. But with respect to Yom Tov, which is made by Beis Din, it's made by us, by Klal Yisrael. We're the ones who make a leap month and a leap year. Mikadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. What's Pshat? God is Mikadesh Yisrael, and Yisrael is Mikadesh l'zmanim. Right, so whether you know this fancy vart or not, that's exactly what we say in davening and in Kiddush. With respect to Shabbos, we have no input. Shabbos is every seventh day, ready or not. But with respect to holidays, not only do we have input, without us, there are no holidays. God is Mikdash Yisrael, and Yisrael is Mikdash Dizmanim. Right, all this fits in with a lot of beautiful ideas with respect to Shavuos. Shavuos has no date, right? Shavuos is the 50th day after Pesach. It's an example of something where Chazal control the dates, and Chazal control the ideas behind it. And the answer is, of course, because with respect to Shabbos, there is no natural phenomena that Shabbos has to correspond to. With respect to Rosh Chodesh, you know, maybe that's true, maybe it's not. When I started this year, I thought, okay, with respect to Rosh Chodesh, it has to correspond to the phenomena of the lunar cycle. But as we saw in that Medrash that we just read about making the moon disappear, the short answer is maybe the month isn't really controlled by, you know, by the astronomy either, and isn't really controlled by the lunar cycle. It corresponds more or less, but it's not controlled with because we decide, right? Beis Din decides, and if for whatever reason Beis Din needs to make a month 30 days instead of 29 days, even if the month should have been 29 days, Beis Din has that authority. Okay. All this brings us to the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, which I want to spend the rest of our time on more or less. It's unique in the Sefer HaMitzvos. First of all, it's source number six. When you look at it, you realize it's not the whole thing's not here, but this is much longer than the regular mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvot. Usually, the Rambam just gives you the mitzvah and some general description, if that at all. Here, the Rambam kind of writes an essay, and you get the sense that the Rambam, you know, cared very, very much about this, and he wanted to put some ideas and some facts on the table. Okay, before we look at the Rambam, let's just remind ourselves: there have been two different periods of time in Jewish history with respect to Kiddush HaChodesh. There's been the time where the Chodesh was sanctified al pi ha-re'iyah, which means witnesses would come to Beis Din and testify that they saw the moon, and Beis Din would cross-examine them, and if their testimony was acceptable to Beis Din was Mekadesh that day as Rosh Chodesh. When the Beis Din HaGadol was destroyed, and certainly when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we had no Beis Din HaGadol, we switched methods. Then the method stopped being Al Pi HaRe'iyah and started being Al Pi HaCheshbon. What does that mean, Al Pi HaCheshbon? So Hillel HaAchron, I don't know what they called him exactly. He's not the original Hillel. He's the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda. He made a calendar. He was a genius. And he made a calendar. And the calendar still works, more or less. 29 days, 30 days, 20 days, 30 days, 30, whatever it is, the calendar still works and we're still using that calendar. Okay? That's called Al Pi HaCheshbon. Now, let's look at the Rambam together.
What year was that, approximately?
I don't know. I used to know. I'm sorry. It's before, it's obviously before the Common Era, and it's well before the Common Era, because it's like probably 100 years or 200 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Beis HaNagel stopped functioning. So that's more or less
like
when Hillel...
Hanukkah time?
Or what time of the year?
No. During the historical time of Hanukkah?
I'm not sure. I have no idea. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's look at the Rambam. Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel, says the Rambam. Vaha mitzvah. By the way, this is also the Rambam that gets quoted for a lot of reasons. It gets quoted for Zionist ideas that we'll come to in a second. But says the Rambam, Hamitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel Hi. Shetzivanu Yitbarach Likadesh Chadashim Ulechashev Chadashim Vishanim. We are commanded to do two separate things, but they're related. One is to make sure the months work, right? To sanctify months, Ulechashev Chadashim Vishanim, and to also make sure the years work, right? So there's such a thing as a leap year, there's such a thing as a longer month, a shorter month. The Ramban thinks these are two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam has them as the same mitzvah. Okay. And the Rambam would say that's the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh as set forth in our parsha. The calendar is not given to every individual Jew like Shabbos is. Right? What does he mean by Shabbos? He says, Shekolish Yimnash Shisha Yomim V'yishpot B'Shvi'i. Right? We have this crazy halacha, which obviously never happens. But, you know, if you crash land in a desert and you can't remember what day it is, you count 6 days and you make the seventh day Shabbos. But he says, with respect to months, that's given to Beis Din HaGadol. It's not given to any individual. Aval mitzvah zo lo ya'ase ota la'olam zulat Beit Din HaGadol levad. Two qualifications for handling the calendar. One, it has to be Beis HaNagel, and two, it has to be Beis HaNagel sitting in Israel. Now, says the Rambam after skipping a little bit, Uvikan Shoresh Gadol Ma'od Misharshe Ha'emuna. This is a fundamental precept in our belief in God. Lo yadehu velo yitbonein bimikomo elamisha da'ato amuka. Says the Rambam, not everybody can grasp it. What is it? Vizeh. Sheheyotenu hayom b'chutzo la'aretz monim bimelechet ha'ibur shebiyadeinu. Nowadays, says the Rambam, we live in chutz la'aretz. The Rambam lived in Egypt. Okay, presumably people in Egypt figured out what the calendar should be. But says the Rambam, we're not really figuring anything out. Va'omrim, shezeh hayom rosh chodesh, v'zeh hayom yom tov. Right? How do we know when rosh chodesh is? So everybody knows the same thing. We look on our refrigerator, because this is a calendar that's sent out by Congregation B'nai Yisharon. I assume there was a calendar that the Rambam had that was sent out by the Young Israel of Cairo. I don't know. Right? Says the Rambam, that doesn't count. Lo mipnei cheshboneinu nikva yom tov b'shum panim. It doesn't become, it's not going to be Pesach in a few months because we figured out when Pesach should be. We don't count. Ela mipnei shebeitin hagadol shebe'eretz Yisrael kivar kiva'uhu ze hayom rosh chodesh yom tov. No, it happened already. Says the Rambam, Beis Din HaGadol, which the Rambam knew doesn't exist anymore, but bear with me for a second. The Rambam says, Beis Din HaGadol, 2,000 years ago, established next month's Rosh Chodesh. Umipnei Amaram Shezeh Hayom Rosh Chodesh O Yom Tov. Yiyeh Rosh Chodesh O Yom Tov. Because they said, because Hillel said that it's Rosh Chodesh, or Hillel said it's Pesach, that makes it Rosh Chodesh or Pesach. Ben shahayta pu'ulatam zot b'cheshbon o b'ri'iyah. However they did it, whether they made up a calendar and they did it mathematically, Well, they did it through witnesses. They control the calendar. Now, how does this work? So says the Rambam, Va'anachnu amnam nachshov hayom kidei sheneida hayom shekava'u heim. It's true. We have a cheshbon, and we figure it out. But all we're doing is uncovering that which was already figured out by Beis Din HaGadol. Rotze lomar b'nei Eretz Yisrael. Whatever day in Eretz Yisrael they establish as Rosh Chodesh, that's what we establish. Ki b'melacha hazot ba'atzma monim v'kovim hayom. Lo b'ri'iya. That's how we figure it out nowadays. We do it al pi hacheshbon. But it's not our cheshbon, says the Rambam. It's their cheshbon. Va'al pi kfiatam, va'al kfiatam nismoch. We, says the Rambam, who live in Chutz La'aretz, we don't count. We don't have the authority to establish Rosh Chodesh. We don't have the authority to establish a holiday. However, we need to figure out when is Rosh Chodesh and when is a holiday. And how we do that is figure out when Rosh Chodesh is and assume that that was the date that Beis Din HaGadol established. But lo al cheshboneinu, we're not doing it based on our cheshbon. Aval cheshboneinu hu ligluye milsa. Our cheshbon is just letting people know what the fact is. V'havein zema'od. The Rambam is obviously making a very big point here, and we'll discuss in a second. Says the Rambam, this is a very, very deep point. Va'ani osif lecha biur. Says the Rambam, I'm going to give you another explanation. Listen to this. Here's the Zionist part. Ilu ifshar derech mashal shebnei eretz Yisrael ya'adru me'eretz Yisrael. Let's say, says the Rambam, God forbid, there would be no Jews in the state of Israel. And then he adds, editorially, Chalila la'el me'asot zot, God forbid, God promised us not to do this. Ki hu iftiach shelo yimache otot ha'uma mikol v'kol. God has already promised us that there will never be a time going forward in which there will not be any Jews in Eretz Yisrael. But he said, let's say, in theory, there weren't. V'lo yiyesh sham beitin, and there's no bezdin. V'lo yiyeh b'chutz la'aretz bezdin shen nismach ba'aretz, and there's no one, as there isn't today, who has smicha from somebody who got the authentic smicha from Beis Din HaGadol, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Rambam, if that were the case, hinei cheshboneinu ze lo yo'ilu az klum b'shum panim. The fact that B'nai Yishurun sends out a calendar wouldn't make any difference. It wouldn't be Rosh Chodesh, because nobody could make it Rosh Chodesh. If there's no Jews in Israel, there's no Beis Din HaGadol, who's going to make it Rosh Chodesh? Lefi she'ein lanu rishut she'nechashev b'chutz la'aretz v'na'aber shanim v'nikva chadashim ela b'tna'im ha'nizkarim k'mo she'b'yarnu. The only possibility of establishing Rosh Chodesh, the only possibility of establishing a holiday, says the Rambam, is in Eretz Yisrael. You can't do it in Chutz La'aretz. And then it turns out it's not just a song. Says the Rambam, Ki mitzion teitze Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Rambam took it literally, right? The Torah has to come out of Tzion. It can't come out of Tinek. It can't come out of some other place. Ukisheyit bonein mi sheyesh lo sechel shalem. Lishonot ha-Talmud b'chavona hazot. And a smart person who learns the Gemara, Yitba'er lo kol ma she'amarnuhu biyur ein safek bo. Right? The Rambam says this often, even if it's not really true, that a person who learns Gemara carefully will realize that I'm right. Okay? What's the saying that the only mechanism recognized in halacha is Beis Din HaGadol? The only authority we have to make a Beis Din and to establish Chadashim and Moadim and Shanim is through Beis Din, is through something in Eretz Yisrael. Without it, says the Rambam, we would have nothing. Now, the question on the Rambam is obvious. We don't have a Beis Din Bizman Hazeh, right? Who's saying Mekudash Mekudash? Who's establishing Rosh Chodesh nowadays as being a real thing? Without the mechanism that the Rambam describes. Are people with me? Understand the question? So says the Ramban. The Ramban is probably better accepted than the Rambam. The Ramban says, Va'ani Savur, source number 7. She'ein kiddush hachodesh me'akev b'chadashim. The Ramban says, you don't need kiddush hachodesh anymore. It's not ma'akev. V'lo hitzrichu chachamim lomar mikudash. And Chazal made up this idea of Bezdin standing up and everybody saying together, Mikudash, Mikudash, we're making it Rosh Chodesh. Ela shehu mitzvah lefirsume milsa ba'alma. No, that's a mitzvah to publicize the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. Aval mikevan shehiskima das Bezdin sheyeh chodesh hazeh maleh o chaser. But if Bezdin already agreed that the month is 30 days or 29 days, Korei ani bo asher tikru otam. That is a kima of the pasuk of asher tikru otam b'moadam. So says the Ramban, it's true. Even if the Rambam's right, it doesn't matter. Because says the Ramban, essentially, when Hillel 2,000 years ago made up the calendar, he already sanctified every single month going forward. Right? The Rambam is hung up on the fact that according to the Rambam, Bezdin has to sanctify the month. And if Bezdin doesn't do that, it's not Rosh Chodesh. But for the Ramban, no, you don't have to do that. That's not Ma'akev. That's just something we did to publicize the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. But you don't need to do that. And so the Ramban would say and does say very simply, no, Hillel set up a calendar, and that calendar works. And you don't need any act of Bezdin in 5783 or 5784 to support Hillel's original decision, right? The Rosh Chodesh happens automatically. But for the Rambam, Rosh Chodesh doesn't happen automatically. It can't happen automatically. You need an act of sanctification. And the Rambam thinks that needs to be done in Eretz Yisrael, and that needs to be done by the Beis Din HaGadol. Which, of course, the Rambam knew we don't have Bizman Hazeh, and we didn't have in his time either. So, what's the answer, right? If the Rambam thinks you need somebody saying Mikudash, Mikudash, and that's what makes it Rosh Chodesh, who's doing that Bizman Hazeh? Everybody with me? So, most people, whether they know it or not, hold like the Meshech Chachma in source number 8. The Meshech Chachma says, V'hatam she'im ein beis din samuch tal yarak bibnei eretz Yisrael. Says the Meshech Chachma, what the Rambam means is, it's beis din, right? It's beis din hagadol, or it's the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Who deshitat rabbeinu b'feirush hamishnayos b'chibur be'achrayah. That's what the Rambam thinks. Ki im ratzu Yisrael she'be'eretz Yisrael. Lismoch zekeinim, harehe musmachim. Says the Meshech Chachma, we've mentioned this before, the Rambam thinks there's a way to have smicha bizman hazeh. Right? What's the way to have smicha bizman hazeh? If everybody in Eretz Yisrael agrees that X is worthy of getting smicha, the smicha that X would get would be a smicha of the type that was given by Beis Din HaGadol. It would be like Moshe Rabbeinu laid his hands on this person and gave him the real type of smicha, not the fake type of smicha that we have Bizman Hazeh, but the real type of smicha. So says the Meshech Chachma, if the community in Eretz Yisrael has this authority, if they could make people a musmachim, and we need musmachim to make a Kiddush HaChodesh, Im Kein, Bekiddush HaChodesh Sagi Becheshbon B'nei Eretz Yisrael. Well, then, in the absence of a Beis Din HaGadol, the community in Eretz Yisrael takes on that role. Because the community in Eretz Yisrael can make smicha, they can give smicha to somebody, even if they didn't get it for real. They represent the Mesorah, they represent our tradition. So, in the absence of a Beis Din HaGadol, obviously, B'nai Eretz Yisrael take that role. Shechazina shedin smuchim yesh lekibbutz haklali lahasmich zekenim kmo bezdin samoch v'zeh nachon b'siyata d'shmaya. Says the Mesha Chachma, the answer to the Rambam is simple. Since the Rambam happens to hold that the people of Eretz Yisrael, if they all agree, can reestablish smicha, so in the absence of Beis Din HaGadol, they fill that role. They can give smicha, they can establish months and yamim tovim and years. It's true, of course, that doing it based on the calculations of Hillel, maybe it's Hillel HaZaken, I don't know. They're doing it based on those calculations. But those calculations aren't enough for the Rambam, because you need an act that makes it Rosh Chodesh. You need an act that makes it a Yom Tov. Those acts are done by the community in Eretz Yisrael, right? The community, the Gemara in Horio says that Kahal Yisrael ikri Kahal, Kahal Chutzal Eretz lo ikri Kahal, right? Not to insult you. But basically he says, it doesn't matter that Jews live in Teaneck and they all get together and they agree on a calendar. That doesn't matter. It's only, you know, the corporate headquarters of Klal Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. That's the only place these things can happen. So according to the Mashiach Chachma's understanding of the Rambam, it's true, you need Beis Din HaGadol, but in the absence of Beis Din HaGadol, the authority over the calendar reverts back to Bnei Eretz Yisrael. They have the status of a Beis Din. Okay, now let's try to answer Debbie's question, if we can. Source number 9. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Umei Masai Hitchilu Kol Yisrael Chashev V'Cheshbon Zeh. When did Hillel start making a calendar? Misof Chachmei Talmud Be'et Shecharva Eretz Yisrael. Right, more or less at the end of the Gemara, when Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. V'lo Nishar Sham Bezdin Kavua. And there was no, he doesn't say Bezdin Hagadol, interestingly. He says Bezdin Kavua. There was no established Bezdin. Aval Bimei Chachmei Mishnah V'chein Bimei Chachmei Talmud Ad Yimei Abaye V'Rava Al Kfiat Eretz Yisrael Hayu Somchin. But there they did it al pi ha-re'iya, and it worked nicely, and it worked fine. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik agrees with the Meshach Chachma, but had what I think is a brilliant idea, and he uses it in the opposite direction. He said it's not that the people inherit the authority of Beis Din HaGadol. It's not, okay, Beis Din HaGadol's not here, so the people take on that authority. He says the authority of Beis Din HaGadol to begin with came from the people. So the authority belongs to the people. They ceded it to the Beis Din HaGadol, but when there's no Beis Din, the authority goes back to the people. For example, let's say, you know, there's some kind of world tragedy and there's no communication and there's no way for Congress to sit. There's no way to have elections. The people of Teaneck can get together, you know, and reclaim their authority and appoint somebody to be the government, right? There's no halacha on this. Authority rests with the people, and what the people do, you know, in the absence of a government, all the authority reverts to the people, and they make the decisions. So now, if this is true, and I'll skip all the lumdas just because we don't have time, but it's a very, very beautiful idea in the Rav. But okay, so now how does it work? Literally, what do the people in Eretz Yisrael do to establish Rosh Chodesh? So now we have a number of possibilities, right? It's if our activities have halachic import, I would think, and I think it once a month, when we bench Rosh Chodesh, we're doing something. When the Jews in Eretz Yisrael bench Rosh Chodesh, we're not just publicizing that Thursday is going to be Rosh Chodesh. We're making Thursday Rosh Chodesh. It's like a religious act. It has halachic import. We're saying that Thursday is Mekudash as Rosh Chodesh, which is why, for example, you know, there's different nuschos for what you say on when you bench the month, right? So one of the discussions at the very end is Bischus Tfilas Rabim, Amen Sela, right? Some people say Bizchus Tfilas Rav, it was his tefillah. They say different things. But I think, based on this Rav idea, no, Bizchus Tfilas Ravim, we've all gotten together and decided that Thursday is going to be Rosh Chodesh. That's why Thursday is Rosh Chodesh. It's not because Hillel said so, and it's not because we have a calculation. It's because we made it Rosh Chodesh. And so for us, for example, and here, you know, sorry to brag, but I do feel special living in Israel, where I think to myself, when we say Yalla V'Yavo at night on Rosh Chodesh, we're making it Rosh Chodesh. When we observe Pesach, we're making it Pesach. We're taking the authority of Bezin HaGadol. You know, in theory, nobody knows it's going to be Pesach, although obviously you could count 15 from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But when we go to shul, we're actually doing something more than just davening. We're changing the day from a weekday to a Yom Tov.
Ellie.
We're changing the day from a weekday to Rosh Chodesh. We have the authority to do that in a way that once Bezdin HaGadol did, and once again Bezdin HaGadol would, right? There are all these people in Israel, they're mostly lunatics, but they're, you know, who want to like reinstate Kiddush HaChodesh al pi HaRe'iyah. In theory, you know, there's no reason not to. In practice, there's a lot of reasons not to. But they think like it's going to speed up Mashiach. They think the more things that we do, these are the same people who try to, you know, smuggle sheep onto Har HaBayis every Erev Pesach to bring in Karban Pesach. Again, it's, we're not going to talk politics here, but there's no question that if there was Kiddush HaChodesh al pi HaRe'iyah, it would feel different than just looking at the calendar. It would be more exciting, right? You know, every year, Lahavdil Elef Alfei Avdolos, when's the end of Ramadan? There's competing views. They have to have some old man in Mecca see the new moon. They do it al pi HaRe'iyah. Okay, it's not exactly the same, but it's the same idea. And okay, one day when we do it al pi HaRe'iyah, you know, the world will change and, you know, everything will change. So let's just review what we did today.
Ellie, is,
yeah,
is there a correlation? Could it be correlation to making a bracha for Hallel as a act by Klal Yisrael when you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh as being as relating to being Mekadesh Chodesh, or there's no correlation between the bracha?
I wish there was. Yeah, as it happens, right, the Rambam never made a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. The Rambam knows one bracha. Bracha to Hashem v'kenochalam Hashem k'disham v'sav sivonu ligmor et ha-halel. If you're not saying Hallel Shalem, you don't make a bracha. Right? When I daven with the Sfaradim here in Efrat, the chazan just starts, Hallelujah. Right? There is no bracha. And yet, Rosh Chodesh is a significant day. But that's a specific halacha with respect to, you know, Hallel Shalem. Right? On Chol HaMoed Sukkos, I like going to the Sfaradi shul because I like saying Amen and having the chazan say, Ligmor et ha-halel, and I say Amen and I don't make my own bracha. Because I think it's the greatest thing ever to make the proper bracha and not to make the bracha that we Ashkenazim adopted to sort of justify saying halal, saying chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so it's not really, so that's a long way of answering your question, Henry, which is I don't think that it's really parallel, but I wish it was. Okay, just to remind you again what we did. We saw the Gemaros about Rabbi Gamliel punishing Rabbi Yoshua, even though Rabbi Yeshua was right, and that those Gemaras stood for the fact that Chazal have authority over the calendar, even if they make a mistake, even if they're wrong, right? Is this something from which we can extrapolate to Chazal's role in the rest of the halachic world? That's an open question. My instinct is not. My instinct is that here, there's a special limud, that Chazal could do it on purpose. They could make the wrong day Rosh Chodesh, and it's still Rosh Chodesh. We saw this fascinating medrash about Rabbi Chiya making the moon go away when it came out Erev Rosh Chodesh. The idea that we are not subservient to nature is a significant idea. We're not going to talk about it now, but it's a significant idea. The fact that human beings are the source of Kedusha in the world, not just the new moon, not even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a significant thing. Then we spent the rest of our time. Well, first of all, we saw that with respect to Shabbos, something similar comes up, right? We say Mikadesh HaShabbos. with respect to to Rosh Chodesh, with respect to holidays, we say Mikadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. God sanctifies the Jewish people. The Jewish people then sanctify the month. Then we saw this gigantic Rambam, which when you cut through it, basically says Jews in Israel matter. Jews in Chutz La'aretz don't matter. They matter halachically. They matter as, you know, as some successor agent to Beis Din HaGadol. The Ramban doesn't need that at all. The Ramban says Hillel HaZaken, the previous Hillel, established all the months as Rosh Chodesh, and you don't need an act nowadays. Beis Din doesn't have to say Mekudash Mekudash. That's just for publicity. But for the Rambam, Beis Din does need to say, and somebody needs to sanctify the months. And the answer is, according to the Rav, if I understood it correctly, that's what we do. That's what the community in Eretz Yisrael does. When we say Yalla V'Yavo, when we bench Rosh Chodesh, when we do all the things you're supposed to do for Yom Tov, we are not just observing Yom Tov, we're creating Yom Tov. And that is a fascinating idea. And that's a big, big discussion about the role of human beings, the role of Jews in creating Kedusha in the world. Certainly, it's much more complicated and much more involved than the idea that God creates Kedusha. We have a role in it, how big the role is, et cetera, for another time. Hey, Yashkoch to everybody. Thanks. See you next Friday. Have a great, great week.